Hallelujah. Please be seated in the Lord's presence. Welcome to live service today. Every Sunday is a special edition where we engage the anointing of God. So it's our anointing and miracle service. And I love the way the Lord have started with us already. So you are going to go back home victorious. Your testimony of victory has begun already. As the word is coming forth, it is coming forth with power, with authority, and the testimony of your victory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now, the first thing the Lord will have me tell somebody is that whenever you come to the presence of the Lord, though you might come with sorrow, but believe the Lord and believe in his word from the mouth of his servant for your desired miracle. Therefore, don't put on sad countenance anymore. I've come to discover that it is possible a man come before the Lord sorrowful and return sorrowful. Why? Because the word received did not mix with faith. I believe this is one weapon in the hand of the enemy he had used over and over and over again. But concerning you today, enemy is defeated. The Lord is exposing him in the name of Jesus. From one Shiloh to another Shiloh, Anna remained barren. But in the year she will have a victory. The Bible says, after the man of God declared word of the Lord unto her, she was no longer sorrowful. This is the first thing the Lord will have me tell us today. Don't put on sad countenance. Don't refuse it. You are here for the word of God. True. What are you here for? Is it not for the word? So if the word is coming forth, believe that is your word. So therefore, don't put on sad countenance anymore. Then after you have heard the word of the Lord, you must allow Holy Spirit to lead you to specific action. The Bible says that after the word of the Lord came unto Hannah, she was no longer sorrowful. Her countenance changed from sadness to joy. And on getting home, the Bible says, Elkanah knew his wife. In other words, there was an action of consummation that resulted in their Samuel. In my few years of ministering before the Lord to his people, I've come to realize that one of the most deceived people, the most deceived, if Holy Spirit did not come to the aid of such person, the most deceived set of people, I can say one of them are pastors. This is what I mean. People will actually know where the problem is. But you see, they put the man of God in a tight corner. They won't tell the man where and what the real issue is. That is why if you see a man of God that is really working with God, he will just give the word and leave the rest. What am I saying? I've seen a situation whereby couples believing God for fruit of the womb, the pastor will pray and fast, join hands together with them, believing God for their miracle. But for this couple, they will be expecting God to do for them another Jesus. Do you understand what I mean? They will never come together to meet as husband and wife. And pastor is praying, is fasting, is believing God. In fact, God told man of God, the man of God gave them the word. The Lord has done it. Now you need to know that whatever the Lord has done, you have to do. Actually, when God tells a man, it is done. Yes, it is done. But you have the responsibility to go out to pursue what is done. Amen. If you don't do what is done cannot be done. You have to do that which is done. So that which is done will manifest. So these are the first two keywords the Lord will want me to share with us today. One, don't put on sad countenance anymore. Did you get that? It's one of the weapons of the devil. Two, whatever is done, find the action, what you are to do it, to bring it to manifestation. You are trusting God for admission. God said it is done. Then what are the forms to obtain? What are the exams to write? You are believing God for marital settlement. Then are you relational? Whatever you are believing God for, there is an action you are to do to pursue it. Did somebody get wisdom there? You will not go back home today empty in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I say you will not go back home empty in the mighty name of Jesus. Okay, let me teach us this song before I go into my message. Are you ready, please? Okay, quickly write it down. Son of God, that's the first line. Son of God. Very quickly, everybody, we are learning this song. It's a very simple song. The next line is the Son of Man. Son of God, that's the first line. Second line is the Son of Man. Third line, He rules and reigns. He rules and reigns. That's the third line. Then, fourth line says, in the affairs of men. Son of God is the Son of Man. He rules and reigns in the affairs of men. So let me just give that to us. That's all. Okay.
Son of God is the Son of Man. He rules and reigns in the affairs of men. Son of God is the Son of Man. He rules and reigns in the affairs of men.
So that is the song. Very simple. Did you get the song? Because today, I want to expose the devil. I want to show you how defeated, how little, how weak the devil is. I told our brethren when we were preparing for our conference in June, while I was before the Lord preparing, and the Holy Spirit engaged me, and it got to a certain point. The Lord said, let me show you something. And suddenly, where I was, there ought not to be cockroach. And I just saw this cockroach flee. And without anyone touching it or whatever, it just flew and went straight to the corner of the room I was and became weak there. on ground. And without any struggle, I move closer, take my shoe, and just kill it effortlessly. I didn't understand what the Lord is trying to teach me until I lift up my head. And the Lord said to me, that is how weak the devil is. That is how little demons are. But you see, oftentimes when we watch a movie, devil is being described as something dreadful. It's not. You will see in the word of God today. So this song is to show you the process of your victory and my victory. How Jesus, the Son of God, became the Son of Man, and he gave us the victory. He defeated devil flat. That's all. So get this song. Son of God is the Son of Man. He rules and reigns in the affairs of men. Can you sing with your mouth? Son of God is the Son of Man. He rules and reigns in the affairs of men. Son of God. Yeah, he's the Son of Man. Mm-hmm. He rules and reigns in the affairs of men. One more time. Son of God. That is Jesus. He's the Son of Man. He rules and reigns in the affairs of... Listen up. When the Son of God became Son of Man, he made many, became Son of God, translating us to the kingdom of God. Let me take that again. When the Son of God became Son of Man, he made many, become Son of God, translating us to the kingdom of God. Sing Son of God. Son of God is the Son of... Yeah. He rules and reigns in the earth. Son of God, Jesus. He rules. One more time, Son of God. Can you wave your hands unto him? He rules. Rise us from the victory once and forever. Defeated Satan. Give man the victory. Christ has won the victory once and forever. Defeated devil. Give man the victory. I said, Christ has won the victory once and forever. Defeated Satan. Give man the victory, Son of God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Son of God is the Son of Man. He rules and reigns in the affairs of men. Let me share with you on what I titled, Defeating the Defeated Satan. Defeating the defeated Satan. Please follow me through in the course of this teaching. You will be liberated. You will be delivered from the shackles of the enemy. Let's fly. Let's read the word of God. 1 Samuel 17. That will be a long scripture. 1 Samuel 17. Please, I would like you to read from your own Bible. 1 Samuel 17. Are we there? 1 Samuel 17. Okay, let me read from verse 3. If you are there, say amen. Please read from your own Bible. You will see revelations you need to mark. When you are coming to church, don't just come with your phone. Come with your hardcover Bible. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side. And there was a valley between them. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistine, named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And he had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail. And the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had greaves of brass upon his legs, and a target of brass upon his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam. And his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron. And one bearing a shield went before him. Very intimidating. So verse 8. He stood and cried unto the armies of Israel, and said unto them, Why ye come out to set battles in array? Am not I a Philistine, and ye servant of Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then we will be your servant. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then ye shall be our servant and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard those words of Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. And look at me. Goliath did this for more than 1 month. 40 days, Bible says. In the same way, enemy is using intimidation against many sons and daughters of God. The Bible talks about a woman Jesus healed. The Bible calls her daughter of Abraham. Now she has been bent as a result of sickness for 18 years. Yet, she's a daughter of Abraham. Look at this intimidation. He was the one dictating the battle. It's a mistake allowing the enemy to dictate the tone of the battle. Many of us will carry ourselves to doctors. I hope you know that doctors are men. Are you aware? I hope you know that they are limited to their knowledge of science. And I hope you know that our battle is not science battle. It's a spiritual battle. I hope you know that it's not a science battle. It's not biology. It's not medical battle. It's not. It's a spiritual battle. So you have to understand the battle that you are into. And you need to understand the enemy you are fighting. Who he is, his weapons, how he operates, how he fights, so that you can defeat him. That's what we are here for today. Open your heart. This is one teaching that will liberate you for the rest of your life. Let's read the second scripture. Isaiah 14. Isaiah chapter 14. Let's read from verse 15, just two lines. Isaiah 14, 15, 16 and 17. If you're there, say amen. Okay, this is describing Lucifer before he became Satan. You can look at it from verse 12. Ah, thou falling from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How art thou cut down to the ground, with these weeks weaken the nation? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heavens, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mountains of the congregation in the side of the north. I will ascend, from verse 14 now, above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. Verse 15. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, look at it, what are they going to be saying? Is this the man that has made the heart to tremble? That this shake kingdoms? Is this him? Look at verse 17. That made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of the prisoner. Is this him? In other words, look at me. He has been defeated. That is why people will look at him and say, is this him? He has been defeated to the pit, to the side of the pit. Verse 15 says, he has been brought low. Say with me, devil has been brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. So eventually, verse 16 says, nations, people will look at him. Is this the man that made the heart to tremble? Asheko Jubailo. Is this him? Just as Goliath for 40 days was terrorizing the entire nation of Israel, from the king to all of the captains of war in that army, they could not stand him because his look alone is terrifying. They can't dare him. But lo and behold, one small young boy, David, appeared. The Bible says he didn't even have a sword. No sword. Though no sword at hand, but mighty tats. Goliath gave him word. He also gave word to Goliath. You have come to me with sword, with spear. But you will know today that God did not deliver with sword and spear. I will bring down your head. And while those words were going on between the two of them, the Bible says, as Goliath was moving towards him, he also ran. Goliath was moving, but David, the Bible says, he ran. And as he was running, he picked one of the stones. No sword, but one stone. He just shot it in the name of the Lord. Behold, the man that has been bragging for 40 days was brought down low, so cheap. That is devil. Did somebody get that? But you must know what David knew that made him so bold. It is not size, it is knowledge. Victory is not in size. It is in what? It is in knowledge. So what I want to share with you today is knowledge of victory, your supernatural victory, the knowledge for your supernatural victory. And once you get this knowledge, it is repeatable. You can engage it again and again for your continuous victory. If you are with me, say amen. So I'm going to give you about 4 to 5 points today. Are we ready? Point number one, man is the God of this world. That's my number one. Man is the God of this world, not devil. Devil is a thief. He stole it. So the Bible call him the God of this world. He's not the God of this world originally. It was man that is the God of this world. When God in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and verse 28 was creating man, what was the intention? Let us make man in our own image. That name what? The man may subdue and have dominion. Is that right? So from that moment, man became the God of this world. Please help me. Help me. Thank you. So let's see Psalm 115. Psalm 115. Media, can you give that to me? Verse 16. Please, let's work together. Psalm 115. So that I won't be bothered opening my scripture again and again. Verse 16. Can we all read this together? If you find it in your Bible, you need to find this in your own Bible. If you have find it, can you wave your right hand? If you have find it. Oh, good, good. Let's wait for those who are yet to be there. Very quick one, very quick one. Psalm 115, verse 16. And then we'll all read it together. Can we all read it together? And I want to go. The heavens, even the heavens, are the Lord's. But the heart, he has given to the children of. Can you shout hallelujah? Who owns the heaven? God. Who owns the heart? Man. Say me. Say it louder. Say me. Say it again. Say me. But you know, oftentimes we don't even know where we belong. We think it is the devil that is in charge here. No. You are the one in charge. You. Matthew 18:18. Jesus said, whatever you permit on earth. He didn't say whatever devil permitted. He says, whatever you permit. Can we check that again? I really want you to have light in your heart today. Light. Know where the devil belongs and fix him there. Know who you are and take your authority. Look at it. Matthew 18:18. Verily, in other words, truly, I'm telling you, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Did you say, can you see that Jesus did not say whatsoever devil permitted? He didn't even say whatsoever God. Oh God, did you see that? Did Jesus say whatsoever I permitted? No, talk to me. Did he say whatsoever God permitted? So neither God or devil is the God of this world. It is you, man, that is the God of this world. So whatsoever you allow is allowed. A translation put it that way. I think Message. Whatsoever you allow, heaven says, she has allowed it. We allow it. Whatsoever you disallow, heaven says, no. She did not agree. Oh, heaven is not going to agree. So this is the number one understanding you needed for your continuous victory. That you are the one that we either allow or disallow anything. Not even God. Not even Satan. No. But you. Number two, because of my time. Number 2 points. Man made Satan. I know today what we are hearing might look or sound controversial to some of us because of religion that you have carried for many years. Religion is a terrible thing. Jesus did not come for religion. He came for light. He came for life. No religion. That is one reason the Pharisees will keep fighting them. They are men of religion. He has come to give light and to give life. So what you are hearing today is light, not religion. That's why I'm giving you scriptural backup for this truth. So point number two says, man made Satan. I'm going to show you. This is what I mean. In Isaiah chapter 14, we read, there we saw God, scripture referring to Lucifer. So, who God created is Lucifer, not Satan. But in the garden, he was looking for power. Are you following me? And that made him, because he has found out that he is just a servant. And now here is man who had total victory and dominion over the whole world. Something happened to him. He wanted that power. He wanted that authority God has given to man. So while on errand from heaven to the garden, he missed it. He deceived man. He got what he wanted. He got the power. So when he got the power, right there, he became Satan. Before that time, who was he? Lucifer. So, God made Lucifer, but man made Satan. Let's see the word of God. Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4, in verse 5 and verse 6. He was telling Jesus, he said, look at all this kingdom. They are mine. And in verse 6, he said, I will give them to you because it has been delivered to me. For that is delivered to me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. How did he got it? From man, not from God. Did you understand? So man was the one who was the God of this world. Man was the one that devil, Satan, got this power from. He got it from you, from me. But thanks be to God, Jesus restored us. Hallelujah. Are we together? So the only power Satan has came from man. Now, if you give somebody power, are you greater than that fellow, or that fellow is greater than you? Are you beginning to get light now? Abby, if you give somebody power, are you not greater than that fellow? You are. You are. But if that fellow knew what you don't know, then that fellow will keep beating you down. And that is why devil keep engaging deception, fear, and what have you to get man. You won't see him. He's a spirit. Amen. He's a spirit. So you walk through our thoughts and our mind. So it's a battle of thoughts. It's a battle of the mind. It's not a battle of science, sir. So man empowers Satan
when man yielded the God-given dominion to him. And that was how Satan was made. Point number three. Let's run. Now, God haven't seen this. He will not just speak from heaven and say, no, Satan, you can't do that. No. Because God will not break his word. He's a God of order. Once he put man in charge, that is it. Once man lost that power to devil, there is nothing God can do. But in a way for God to rescue the situation, and that his redemption plan for man will not be forfeited. Then, let's go to point number three. The Son of God became the Son of Man. That's point number three. The Son of God became the Son of Man to restore dominion and authority to sons of men. I repeat, the Son of God became the Son of Man to restore dominion and authority to sons of men. Jesus was the Son of God. We are going to see in different scriptures. So he became Son of Man. Why will he have to do that? Because God himself is spirit. Man, who was created in his image, was created a spirit. But God gave him a body so that he can relate with the heart. Are you getting me? That was man. Man as a casing for his spirit. And that is the body. So if God is going to do anything here or not, he need to be in the bodily form. So as a son of God, that is his spiritual form. His heavenly form. So he became Son of Man. So he became a bodily God. He entered a body. Why? So that since that defeat happened here on earth, he need to come down here. And since that power must be restored here, not in heaven, he need to come down here. This thing I'm sharing with us, the Holy Spirit is bringing to us today. People in the occultic understand it better. That behind what is seen, there are many unseen. Many. At times I look at coronation of kings. Then camera and the whole world will come. And they will say, and now we now crown the king. Oga, that is not the real coronation. I hope you know. That's not the real coronation. If they tell you that our king, he has been in the hiding. Some for 7 days. Some for 40 something days. And then they now brought him out one day. And then they say he's now the real coronation happened in the course of those 40 days of hiding. So people in the occultic, they understood this thing very well. That before you can have anybody stand in the place of authority, he don't chop something inside. He don't chop something inside. So Jesus, or God now, he humbled himself. Please take note of that. If you are going to rise in destiny, you must remain humble. You must remain humble. You must remain humble. Authority is not vested in the pride. In the proud. It is when people have gotten into the place of authority, that power enter into their head. Nobody look at a proud man and say, as proud as you are, we will give it to you. No. So you must be humble. I'm saying that Son of God became Son of Man to restore dominion and authority to Son of Man. 1 John chapter 3 verse 8. 1 John. Are you getting light today? 1 John chapter 3 verse 8. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose. For this purpose. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest. Why? Can we read it together? Let's go. That he might destroy the works of the devil. Can you see the reason why the Son of God became Son of Man? That he might destroy the works of the devil. That's why. That's why Jesus came. That's why. And in John chapter 1 verse 14, the Bible made us to know that the Word became flesh. It dwelt with us. We can see the glory of the Son of God. And we can say that indeed, having seen his glory and grace, we can say this is the Son of God. So this is the reason the Son of God became Son of Man, to restore glory, dominion, power, authority to man. So in Luke 1:35, we saw prophecy about Jesus, and there he was called the Son of God. The angel Gabriel told Mary, this child that will be born, he shall be called the Son of God. So from there we know that he's not the son of Joseph. He's the Son of God. Praise God. I said praise God. Now write down these several scriptures where Jesus referred to himself as the Son of Man. So in Luke 1:35, scripture call him the Son of God. That this only child that will be born. Okay, look at it. The angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. The power of the Almighty will overshadow you. Therefore, that only thing which shall be born to thee shall be called, what? The Son of God. So later on, in the earthly ministry of Jesus, he referred to himself as the Son of Man. Let's see. John chapter 3, verse 14, verse 15. John 3, 14 and 15. Luke chapter 24, verse 7. Please write down quickly so that we can move forward. Matthew 20, 28. Matthew 20, 28. Matthew 8, 20. Matthew 9, 6. Matthew 16, 13. Matthew 18, 11. Mark 8, 38. Luke 18, 8. John chapter 1, verse 51. And John 13, 31. Media, can you give us any of those scriptures? Probably give us John 3, chapter 14 and chapter 15. There Jesus was in encounter with Nicodemus. Let's see what Jesus said. Can we have that quickly? John 3, 14, 15. Okay, as Moses was lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, Even so must the Son of Man be lifted. So he was referring to himself as the Son of Man. In the beginning, the angel said, "Is the Son of God, that which will be born." Now that the Son of God was born, the Son of God now referred to himself as the Son of Man. So he, the Son of God, became the Son of Man so that he can have a body to perfect our victory again and defeat the devil. And then restore many sons of men to glory. So, the man is originally the God of this world. And we can say here that Calvary restored the Garden of Eden. Calvary restored the Garden of Eden. God has to become man in order to take back from Satan the authority Satan stole from man. Did you get that now? Did you get it to this point? Point number one, I said, man is the God of this world. Did you get that one? Point number two, man made who? Satan. Point number three, the Son of God became the Son of Man. Yes, to restore dominion and authority to sons of men. Thank you for traveling with me to this point. Let's go to point number four. Point number four says, Satan is already defeated. Hallelujah. In Isaiah chapter 14, verse 15 and 17, we read the other time. We saw that he was defeated at Calvary. He was thrown down to hell. Jesus won the victory. So now, like Goliath was just bragging for nothing. Just mouthed. He has big mouth. But one stone from David, who knew his God so well, got him down. Not even sword. Stone. Sir, stone. Stone, not sword, stone. That will show you how weak and little the mounted devil is. I can tell you that demons are mounted. That is something Yoruba will say, okon lenu lasan ni. Demons, they have mouth too. They have mouth. But you see, their power is so little. Sir, can you imagine for 40 days, 40, 1, 2, 3, 10, 20, 30, 40 days, Goliath will appear. I just need one man to fight me. Appear very intimidating. None of the armies of Israel could stand him. Do you know that Saul, King Saul, was a man of war? He could not stand him. His captain is there. What's the captain's name now? Abner. Thank you. Abner was there. Very strong man. He could not stand him. Others were there. None could stand him. Why? Very intimidating. But a young boy who knew his God, he was on errand by his father. Take food to your brothers. Go and see their welfare. He didn't come on his own. He came at the command of his father. Then he saw something little. Bragging. He said, who is this one? I can't even compare to the lion I fought and I tear. I can't even compare. Where is he? King Saul said, you can't fight him. You are a youth. He has been a man of war from his youth. He says, sir, if you know my testimony, I might be young, but if you know my testimony, can I also ask you, do you have testimony? Do you? Don't say you are a youth. Youthful time is the best time to start killing Goliath. Youthful time. Now is the time to start killing Goliath. Now is the time to start tearing down bears and lions. Things that terrify others in your family, in your neighborhood, making everybody run up and down. Stand at it. In the name of the Lord, bring it down. David said, you have come to me with sword, with spear, with arrow, with weapons, but I have come in the name of the Lord. They that know their God shall be strong and do exploit. You are afraid of the devil because you don't know who you are. You are afraid of the devil because you don't know your God too well. That's why you are afraid. He's only mounted. He's powerless. The power he had, he got it from man. You are more powerful than the devil. You are. How he fight and win many is by engaging our thoughts. And since your thought is not well fed in the word of God, it drops fear. Then you start fighting with it. Then you start nursing it. It shows you how somebody dies suddenly. Then you are also taking it. Ah, God. Ah, God. Ah, God. Hope I will not die. Let's travel down. I need to show you more. So Satan is already defeated. Let's go to point number 5. You need to hear this. God cannot help you if you yield yourself to Satan. God cannot help you if you yield yourself to Satan. Now I told you, our battle is a battle of word, is a battle of mind. Is a spiritual battle, not a science battle. Let's look at the life of Job. Have you come to ask, why will God, you know, God boasted of Job even before Satan. Have you seen anyone like my servant Job, a man who served me boldly, righteously, and so on and so forth? Yet, God still gave permission to Satan. Have you come to ask why? Eh? Is God evil? Now listen. It was not God who gave permission to Job. I mean to the devil. It wasn't God. It was Job himself. It is on the permission of Job that Satan was able to operate in his life and his family. And at that moment, God could not stop Satan. Let's see the word of God. Job chapter 3, verse 25. Job 3, 25. Job said, things I greatly fear has happened to me. In other words, Job has always been nursing fear of losing his children, of losing his business empire, of losing his riches and what have you. So he said, things I greatly fear has come unto me. So this is how the devil operates. This is how many of us, we give permission to the devil in our life. He engaged your mind with certain fear. And then you begin to nurse it. And then you begin to nurse it. Ha! My head too. Ha! Ha! They said it is this cancer that killed so. It is this thing that killed my great. Ha! Ha! Doctor said. Ha! And you are nursing it. You are nursing the thought. Now don't forget, every baby you nurse well, what will happen? It will keep growing. Abby? So you get to a point. What you have been nursing as fear. Don't forget, fear is a spirit. So what you have been nursing as a spirit will one day have a body. And we manifest. That was how devil cooperate in the life of Job. So through fear, Job gave permission to Satan. And at that moment, so devil was coming up and down, up and down, up and down. God said, Oga, what do you want? Have you seen my servant Job? I said, yes, I saw him. I saw him. But sir. And then God said, okay, touch all he has, but don't touch him. And everything he had came down suddenly. Not on the permission of God, but on the permission of who, please? Of Job. Until he lose everything, including his health. So get this today and start winning for the rest of your life. No room for fear. Let me share with you certain thoughts and we can close here. Let me tell you this. Don't come to God pleading with him to do what he told you in his word. To do. Let me repeat. Don't come to God pleading with him to do what he told you in his word that you should do. This is another area many of us, we are missing it. What God has already given you power or empower you to do, you are still begging him. You are the God of this world. Wake up! Wake up! What you permit is permitted. What you refuse, listen, it cannot happen. Let me digress. Because somebody might say, Pastor, I've seen institutional people pray for healing and then it didn't happen. The fellow died. Listen, most of the time, pastor or brethren can be praying on behalf of somebody and the fellow they are praying on his behalf is not sincere. So while others are standing on the side of God on your behalf, this fellow is negating everything they are doing. I don't want to mention him. It was one of our fathers in faith. He said, thank God that when the Lord asked them to leave the city and move to, you know, somewhere along the express, you know, and to move their ministry headquarters there. He said, thank God that it was the wife, mommy now, who first received faith, who first had faith to be moving. going from Ibadan up and down. He said, otherwise, they have moved both early in the morning, mid of the day, late at night. So he said, if she has been nursing fear, they will have entered into trouble in one of their journeys up and down. Did you get that? So if the husband is saying, God will do it, the wife is saying, Ejekamawo, it will not happen. It won't happen. Everybody must be on the same page. Everybody must be on the same page. Another reason why devil prevail or we don't see answer to our prayer is that we don't even understand how we should pray correctly. In our daily devotion, early morning meetings, in the last 3 days, I've been sharing the importance of confessing our faults to one another, praying for one another. It's part of prayer methodology. Forgive others so that your Heavenly Father can also forgive you your sin. It's a condition. Forgiveness is a condition to have your prayer answered. If you are writing, write it down. It's a condition. If you don't forgive others, then your prayers become hindered. You must understand all these things. Now, these are the things that go on in the heart of men. You don't even know why, the reason. The answer is in that. The prayer is not answered. I can be looking at the face of this brother now that is with me. He likes me. But he is the only one who can tell whether he's not having issue with me or not. Do you understand what I'm talking about? And then I'm praying for him, or we are agreeing. We are doing prayer of agreement on certain things, and there is no answer. Then we will say, God did not answer. Not knowing that it is man who blocked the answer, not even devil. Are you getting wisdom today? God will not do for you what he has authorized you to do. Isaiah 45 verse 11. We need to look at that. He said there, command ye me concerning the works of my hand. Command me. Isaiah 45 verse 11. Isaiah 45 verse 11. God will not do for you what he has authorized you to do. Media, can we work together, please? Thank you. Thus saith the Lord, the only one of Israel and his maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands. Command ye me. Did you see that? Now, all power belongs to him, right? But because of what he wants to do here on earth, he gave authority to Son of Man. The governor or the president is the one in charge. He has the power. But then he will select ministers or commissioners, and he will give them power for that portfolio, or authority now for that portfolio. Is that true? That is the same way our God was. That's what I want to do. Go and help me to implement it. That's why he empowered you. You are so powerful. You are so powerful. Listen to this. Don't take up a beggarly position when you are appointed a commander. And I again, at this point, want to say that please go and check, go over our devotional in the past 4 or 5 days. I've been sharing these thoughts. Go and check those devotionals. They will bless you, including the one for today. The one for today says, you have authority over demons. You have authority. So don't take up a beggarly position when you are made a commander. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Jesus gave authority to the disciples. Take for example, I was sharing with our brethren, when it comes to healing, Jesus did not pray for anyone before he will heal them. What he did was just to issue command. He has generated enough power before the day. Are you getting me? He is walking in the will of the Father. So he's not going to stand before any sick and say, Father, Father, Father. Check your Bible. Jesus never prayed for anyone to be healed. He never lay hands. He never began to cast out and begin to know. He just is your authority. Why? He knows who he is. He has generated power. And in the same light, we must operate. Are you gaining wisdom today? In the same light. And that is why, listen, many a times we pray for the sick, we don't get result, because even our prayer is born out of fear. Is born out of unbelief. Somebody shall pray for Kasha is up. I pray, sir. We should be pray. I have pray. I will join me. Like that. We're 7 days. That is not the way to get answer. That's why on daily basis, when you read your Bible, you pray, you have day at least once a week, you wait on the Lord. What you are doing is that you are preparing yourself. You are loading yourself with scriptures ahead of the day of implementation. You will need that scripture for a battle one day. You are preparing for it. So on the day you will need it, like a man that is prepared for war, you just draw out. That's why when we pray in the Holy Ghost, really, something must happen. Either a scripture or a certain revelation must come. Christ followers are Christ's appointed commanders. The heirs of salvation. Empowered to carry on God's agenda on earth. That is who we are. It's not God. Brought us humiliation. You look at devil. Devil is operating. And by the time we will summarize, we said it's the will of God. It is never the will of God. Please stand to your feet. God's will is never evil. Evil is never the will of God. Sir, man, what is happening in our nation, don't tell me it's the will of God. It's not the will of God. It's not. Anywhere you see evil, don't call it the will of God. It is as men who have authority permitted. When I see authority now, you see in Nigeria now, things that are happening by political power. I hope you know that. So if we, who God has vested authority of the world to, knew who we are, and we begin to operate in that authority, now, something will change. I remember last year when we had the election, then I was doing some prayer. And I can't remember something that actually happened while I was doing the prayer. But when it was either a week to the election or 2 weeks, when they used to paste all this polling unit register. Thank you, man. Then I was surprised that one is in front of my house. At that moment, so I went to check my name. And I saw my name. And it was while I was checking my name and I saw it, then I remember certain spiritual exercise I did before the election time. And I say, God, so for you to show to me that yes, I had, and you actually put something in the realm of the spirit, there was a polling unit in the front of my house. Now, everyone will come around, they will say that, why did they put polling unit here? He ought not to be here. He ought not to be here. It's true. Physically, humanly speaking, he ought not to be there. But somebody pull it in the realm of the spirit. Somebody pull it in the realm of the spirit. Whatever you see physically, something bat it. Something, somebody bat it in the realm of the spirit. I want to challenge you. Will you continue to look at the devil and is having a free time in your life? Or you want to say enough is enough? Which one today? Which one? Now you know you are the God of this world. Now you know you have authority. It's up to you now what you are going to do with this truth that you have heard. Would you like to give thanks to God for his word? Would you like to exalt him? Son of God became son of man. He defeated the devil once and gave victory to man. It's up to you. Give him thanks for his word. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. For this light, for this truth. Now, can you begin to say enough is enough to the operations of the devil in your life? Enough. Enough. Can you begin to declare, I take charge now. In all my affairs, I take charge. In my immediate family, extended family, everywhere I go, I take charge. I stop every operations or the works of the devil. No more. No more. Come and pray. Declare, I know who I am now. I am the God of this world. God has given me victory. Christ has given me victory. I have dominion. I know who I am. No more the works of the devil. No more. No more. No more. No more. No more. No more. Come on, begin to declare. No more. No more to the works of the devil. No more to the oppression of the devil in my life. No more, no more, no more. No more, no more. No more, no more, no more, no more, no more. No more, no more, no more, no more. No more. Come on, open your mouth and declare. No more to you. Go liar. That is Goliath. Go liar. He's a liar. Devil is a liar. Say, go liar. Go liar. Go liar. In Jesus' mighty name, we are afraid. put on the screen Matthew 8:18 so that we can close. Again, that scripture says, whatever you permit on heart, please get the operations. It's not whatever heaven permit on earth. Hello? Get the operation. It is not from heaven to heart. It is from heart to heaven. Are you with me? It is from heart, the command. All we do on our smartphone and system is a command. Every button press is a command, right? So the command is from heart to where, please? To heaven, not heaven to heart. So what you permitted. Yeah, thank you for giving me a message. He said, take this most seriously. A yes on earth is a what? Is yes in heaven. A no on earth is a no in heaven. So when you say no to the works of the devil, then it is so. Then it is so. But when you just fold arms and then you say that is the will of God, devil said, that's what I want you to say, that's what I want you to see. But you know what? Let me expose him further. Instrument he used: number one, lie; number two, deception; number three, fear. Then he will now bring us to start using his instruments like unforgiveness. That's why couples will have issue. Then one of them will say, I won't pray for him. I won't pray for her. If you want to die, let him die. It is devil. It is devil. But if we all can say no more to the works of the devil, then your yes here on earth will be yes in heaven. Your no here on earth will be no in heaven. Get this. And continue to repeat this truth at every junction of your life. You must be a student of the word of God to know the truth. You need to know the truth so that when devil is telling you lie, you can know that this is lie. This is the truth. Did you get me now? If you don't know the truth from the scripture, how will you know that what devil is telling you is lie? Then you must generate enough prayer through fasting and prayer. Christians, you don't have to wait for the day of battle before you prepare for battle. It will be too late to prepare for battle in the day of battle. So you don't joke with your prayer life on a daily basis. You don't joke with fasting as at when due. You generate power. Daniel has generated enough power, sir. The enemy caught him. He was thrown into the lion's den. The man was not afraid. Why? He has generated enough power to shut the mouth of lions. Ah, mana. Kushkadola. Lakoria baraba kabarabagaba. Can we all close our eyes? If you can pray in the Holy Ghost at this moment, go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost. Marama shamba la balaba. Likolia baraba rabaka baraba shaba. Nema sukalia bara. Likozi keli abrakoba shamba. Na koze kele boko zakura bakataya. Liba kosha kateria. Ila koshka lua. Ila moria brakoba shatalia baraba. Likoba shuda la bruko skolia bara. Liba kolia brakoba lambra kosha na. Lima kosha teli baraba. Urabakabaka rabakabarabakaba. Libarabakaba shamba laba. Librakoba shida rarabosha. Sila brakabo shamba la dokole gleposha limakaro boko setele broko sila do baya balabara ibrahabo shabalaba ikobika boroba zambona kuza balabalaba libora baba 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 libra boba sidara rako shamba limakozi na koria ba ninakozina nina kazoli ba libo libaraba libaraba liba 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 librahabo zina Come on, generate fire. Marama kabo shamba la bala 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 ba. Riba ba 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 zota liba rabaka. Liba kabo raba ba 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 ba. Every mountain before you, they are crushing now. They are falling. They are crushing. Mountains are moving. Mazeke keliba. Mazeke keliba. Makezeke liba karbaraba. La braba ba ba ba. La baraba baba zina kozara bakabara libro zina 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 na kozina kazokaliba libro kozina koshabala boshabala libro zoto le koshente le kosheri adoba le krozina na zina koshira kolia brakoba shabalaba libo kazoni kadori abara. Rababa Shanda, bring your prayers to a close. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are prayed.